You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been recognized by Boston Magazine as one of their top wealth advisors, and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck of SHP Financial. And the theme of this show, given all the recent volatility up and down in the market, we want to talk about, is the majority of your retirement based solely on the stock market? Basically, we are asking you the question, is your success of your retirement and having the income you need based solely on having money in the market? Because as you can see, it's pretty a scary time right now as the market's going up and down if you're relying on this money to get you through the rest of your lives, which retirement sometimes is 30 years plus. We're going to talk about that and volatility. We're going to talk about how familiar is your advisor with your estate plan. We're going to have attorney Keith McManus come join us for that segment. And then Keith is going to share a story. With all the recent volatility that's happening, Keith is going to share a story that goes back over 10 years ago. It was 2008 in the summer of a client that, or a potential client that came in to visit us from the radio show. And we're going to talk about, unfortunately, not all the plans and stories that we share end well. And we're going to share a story of how lack of planning and leaving too much money exposed in the market can be a very scary thing, and how it affected this particular client and his wife. It affected their life and how he had to continue to keep on working because he didn't plan. During our market report, Matt is going to discuss why is a sell-off in the market? What happened? What's going on? And what do we see going forward? All that and more with Keith. Matt, how's everyone doing today?
Doing fantastic. You know, had a had a great weekend with the kids. You know, the Patriots Chiefs game, right?
Oh, last week?
Absolutely.
It's a distant memory now.
We're
on to the Bears.
But no, I say that because so Sunday Night Football, they had their van at one of the local high school football games.
Oh, really?
So I went out there. So I brought the kids and, you know, went to the Latin game. They were playing Nantucket out in West E High, for anyone that knows. Great field out there, and Latin unfortunately got worked by Nantucket. So the Whalers are quite a good team, but they had the Sunday Night Football van there.
Oh,
so you
cool.
Could go on there and you saw, like, you know, Tom Brady's jersey was there, Travis Kelce, a couple other things, and you can, like, pick up a microphone and do, like, sitting in front of, like, kind of like what Al Michaels and Collingsworth do.
Matt, were you pretending you were an announcer?
For a little bit of time. But I tell you one thing, they had like the handprint of Dak Prescott. And his hand has to be like 10 feet. Like, I have small hands in general, but like it was just, he is a monster.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. These guys, these NFL dudes are just beasts.
I remember a few years ago, on vacation, I ended up running into Shaquille O'Neal, mm-hmm. and he shook my hand and his hand went to like my elbow. I was like, all right, I feel very small right now. And I'm 6 feet, 200 pounds.
Right,
you know?
Right, exactly.
It's so funny. How about you, Keith? Didn't you go up to New Hampshire last weekend?
Yeah. So every year we go up to celebrate, you know, instead of doing birthday parties, right? What we do is we get our kids together with my brother, his wife, and their kids, and we go up to New Hampshire and do a lot of different things throughout for the weekend. So last year, you know, it's kind of tradition now that, you know, we went up to the polar caves. I don't know if you guys have ever been there, but it's kind of fun, right? Mm. You know, you go down into the caves and come back up and stuff like that.
It's cold and musty in there.
Yeah, my 5-year-old actually had a little bit of a tough time with it. He's not the most nimble person, but, you know, he kept hitting his head and, you know, whatever. And Trey, give me the thumbs up, buddy. That's all I kept. And he was happy, you know, when it was all said and done. And we went down to actually Canobie Lake Park as well.
Oh, nice.
During the day on Saturday. It was a good time because they have the Scream Fest, which we don't go to because mm-hmm. that's a night thing. So during the day, it's kind of wide open. It's nice to be able to go for like 3-4 hours, you know, take the kids through. There's some Halloween stuff, so you get the feel there, and it was cool. So you get the fall. Last Sunday, we went to a farm, and my wife and I, our baby, and the two kids were stuck in a cornfield for about an hour and a half.
You got lost.
A corn maze. We got lost forever. So, yeah. And they're like, hey, text this number to this if you're lost. No service. So how am I supposed to text if I don't have service? But it was just the farm that we went to was in Danvers. I don't even know the name of it off the top of my head, but it was unbelievable. Like cool. How much stuff they had for kids. And even how much stuff they had for adults. It was just so much fun. So great weekend overall. All the kids enjoyed it as part of their birthday for the year. It was really cool.
Last weekend, I've been doing a lot with football this year with my two boys playing. And it was really neat because their conference with Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone had pink on and represented. One kid on our team had a picture of like a friend of his that was going through chemo on his helmet. Mm. Embedded in. So it was really, I try to teach my kids, and it's not, and I forget this myself a lot, but just like driving around or interacting with people every day, it's like you have no idea what someone on the other side is even going through.
Right.
Whether you're driving down the road and beeping your horn and, you know what I mean?
And think of it this way. I mean, not to bring business into it, but like you think about the market volatility, and we'll be touching on that later on today. But you know, it's obviously extremely important. It's a lot of money that's built into that. But you know, that's what's really important.
What
it boils down to is things like cancer and people that are fighting it right now.
I try to teach my kids that you guys don't know how good you have it, and maybe it's not always going to go this easy, and there's going to be obstacles. And just remember when you're talking to someone you don't know before you judge or say anything. I mean, you have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. And I thought even at the Patriots game, they did a good job of having the people come out in the field that mm-hmm. had gone through or are going through cancer. Everyone knows someone who's touched by that. So that's something we all want to keep going. And unfortunately, I have lost my Parent of the Year award.
Oh no.
I'm going to blame it on Kylie, my wife, but my son last weekend, he's been begging me for his birthday. He's 10.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to go to a haunted house, Lakeville Haunted House.
Yeah.
Anyone who knows Lakeville Haunted House is probably something you don't bring 10-year-olds to. But I was like, fine. He kept on, all his friends wanted to do it. I'm like, fine, we're going to go.
Yeah.
Paid for all these tickets, $15 a piece, brought all his friends, waited in line for a ton of time, and they start scaring you in the line.
Yeah.
We got on the little hayride to go towards the haunted house. There was, I think, 8 kids, one already left with his father.
One already bailed.
The rest.
How many tears?
The rest. Every single kid except for one.
Yeah.
Were crying. I was like, all right, we had to exit out. Like 2 minutes in, we had to exit out.
And Matt.
You're just tapping out. Like, Matt, safe word.
You want to know the real story?
What's that?
He was the one who was crying. The kids were fine.
No, my wife was like, I was like, can I go with them too? I really did.
Yeah, right.
And so it's so funny. On the way to there, they were all jumping around. I had to keep, they were jumping around our cars. Non-stop energy.
Yeah.
On the way home, they were the most somber, like did not say a word the whole time. So if you want to,
they did. All you did was go boo.
It
was
right. From that point on.
I guess for the kids, from a kid's standpoint, if you want to relate it to business, this is my mm-hmm. segue.
Nice, dude. Go
Nicely
for
done.
It.
Is like if your entire retirement is based on the stock market, that is a very risky thing to go through. That's mm-hmm. you're playing Russian roulette with your entire savings. Imagine you've worked 30 years to save $1 million, or whether it's 500,000 or whether it's 2 million, whatever the number is. If you work 30 years to save $1 million and you're within 5 years or so of retiring, imagine losing 30%. 30% of a portfolio is 30% of your whole working life. So if you work 30, 40 years, that's like 10 to 12 years of work and savings down the drain if you're not going to protect your portfolio. So as you know, we have a retirement roadmap process that we take our clients through that involves building an income plan that lasts as long as you do, that's not fully dependent on the market. Think about that. You want an income check coming in every month for as long as you live, regardless of what the market's doing. Secondly, investment planning, making sure it's managed against the volatility that should be in your portfolio given your age and your goals. Tax planning, how do we reduce taxes? How do we plan for future healthcare costs? And finally, which we'll get into next segment, how to plan for estate planning and legacy planning to pass these assets on to those who you love and care most about. With that being said, we're going to go throughout the show. We have 8 appointments available. It's kind of a busy time for us right now. We do have 8 appointments available to come in for a free review, a complete retirement roadmap review at no charge at one of our offices. That's probably one near you if you're listening to this, either in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. So call right now, 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777, or go to shpfinancial.com. After the break, how familiar is your advisor with your estate plan, with your trust? We're going to be joined by attorney Keith McManus to discuss this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're describing a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. And while we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So I want to ask you a question as whatever you're doing on this weekend, and that's how familiar is your advisor with your trust and or estate plan? And that's a question we want to ask because we've seen a lot of examples in dealing with folks around this area that the two aren't really in sync. You might have an estate plan, you might have an advisor, but a lot of times one doesn't know what the other one's doing and things aren't always titled correctly. So to continue this discussion, I wanted to bring in the expert, attorney Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning. How are you doing, Keith?
I'm doing great, Derek. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for coming on. And I think what we're talking about here is something that I'm sure from your side, I mean, you're dealing with trust planning, you're dealing with estate planning, and this is something you do day in and day out. We had talked about this many times over the years, how there's almost like a lot of advisory firms out there, and we're not here to bash other firms. It's more of just trying to make sure that you as a consumer and the listener are getting the full advice and the whole picture. Do you see a lot of folks that come into your office that maybe are setting up a trust? And then if they have a current advisor already and it's not SHP, how do you even navigate that game?
Right. So Derek, I see this constantly. I'd say daily, if not several times a day, because we're seeing multiple clients every day in the two offices in Plymouth and Hyannis. First of all, it's endemic. It's a very common problem for financial advisors not to familiarize their clients with the concept of estate planning, or especially with trust planning and how when people pass away, there could be some significant taxes that are due and court activity that might happen without planning. So the first, you know, real step is educating clients and the listeners so that they know that companies like SHP that do regularly mention the value of estate planning and legal planning, that's really the crowd you should be with.
Yeah.
Not just someone who's just in giving you investment advice, pure investment advice. I mean, there's a place for that. The vast majority of clients need an advisor who's going to at least advance the cause of saying to them, look, if you don't have an updated trust and estate plan, you really need to talk to someone about that. the way that I commonly see this and my staff commonly sees this is that after we do estate plans, many clients will still say, hey, do you think that my current financial person, you know, he just does investments for me. Maybe the person's not even in Massachusetts. Do you think that they can actually put the assets into the trust that you all have just set up? That process is an extremely important process called funding your trust, or moving the assets and connecting them with the new legal plan. And unfortunately, the majority of time, the advisor ends up quietly calling or emailing our office, asking us to do it for them. They'll send copies of the transfer forms. They'll ask us which trust goes where. It's clear they haven't read the trust.
Don't you have the funding instructions right in there?
We literally write it out in every single estate plan for 21 plus years. There's a set of instructions for how to fund the trust that the advisors aren't even reading or familiar with, or they're thoroughly confused by the process of it. It's really frustrating.
Well, here's a problem, and I say this all the time, and I've talked about this for years on this station and on this show, that at SHP Financial, we feel like if you're paying a fee for service, like when we manage clients' portfolios, we charge a fee for a planning fee, and we charge a management fee. But most firms, they just stop there. Like, hey, we'll manage your money for 1% or 1.5% or whatever the rate is, and that's it. We know investment planning is important, but what about like if we can find ways to save a couple hundred thousand dollars in taxes, or make sure the assets are passed to those who you care most about, or make sure there's provisions set up to protect assets for the next generation. Those are areas you want to make sure you're getting value for. So if your advisor hasn't, number one, even recommended an estate plan or a trust, that could be a red flag depending on your asset level.
Big red flag.
Number two, even like you said, let's say someone recommends a trust and they set it up and it's funded. Well, Keith, as you know, you're an attorney. You don't sit down with people two, three times a year like we do. You might see them every few years, but it's our job as the advisor to make sure that the entity and the integrity of the plan is consistent going forward. So as accounts change, as new money comes to the picture, as 401ks move around, if someone's not continuing that relationship between your estate plan and your financial plan, where are you going to end up?
It's an excellent point, Derek, because even in those cases where we will spoon feed the financial advisor on exactly how to fill out the forms, sometimes their clients aren't even aware we've done this. When we do that and we walk them through the process, at least we know we have a fully funded trust. But then as attorneys, we're not managing their wealth.
Yeah, it's not your job.
We're not doing investments. We're not charging them anything for that. So they're paying somebody to do this service on an ongoing basis, year after year. And as attorneys, my concern is I want to make sure when these folks pass away that upon the date that they've died, that their assets are properly connected to the proper trusts in the proper way. And that doesn't happen by accident. That happens by a team of specialists working together and really shepherding things along. So I think a good question for a listener is, if you already have a trust, how do you know that your assets are even properly positioned in it?
Oh, don't get me going there, but how many people come into my office and I'm on the phone, I take them on as a client, and I'll say, all right, you should probably have Attorney McManus look at, you know, take a second look at this trust. Or let's say if they have one and they just set it up, I'll just call their attorney directly and be like, you know, why is this not in the trust? Yeah. Why is this not, how come the house isn't in it? Like all these questions, and I'll start asking. It's like basic stuff, but a lot of times these people have these trusts and these estate plans with nothing in them.
Right.
Or very little.
Or only part of the assets. And I've heard some whoppers. Sometimes I'm talking to financial advisors from other states, not in Massachusetts, and they're not familiar with Massachusetts estate taxes. And so, like, if I'm talking to an advisor who's in New York or Florida or something, sometimes the people that say it's in Florida, they'll say, hey, McManus, what are you so worried about? There's no estate taxes. People don't have $11 million. And I go, whoa. I said, you're in the different state. We're in Massachusetts. The estate taxation in Massachusetts starts at $1 million. And once it's triggered, you know, you're taxing the whole estate. And they're flabbergasted.
Yeah, that's an area, too. It's like everyone who we work with, obviously, some people that you work with have been with an advisor for many years, and they don't necessarily want, they're not open to change.
Right.
And they, you know, and maybe to their own detriment, but that's their call. And so I know for you, that's why a lot of times we'll work together. So you'll have SHP help fund the trust and get everything in order. And a lot of times we're taking on some of those clients and working with them going forward if it's a good fit for us and for them. So that you, and then that gives you confidence as the attorney to know that someone has their best interests in mind.
Right.
And they're continuing to keep the integrity of their estate plan going forward. And as things change, I have a relationship with you. I can call you and say, hey, here's a change in the situation.
Here.
What do we do now?
And that's what's going to tell me that it's important, because my goal is to make sure that if we're creating an estate plan through McManus Estate Planning, that if the person passes away or they become unwell, we want the darn thing to work and we want the assets to line up just right with the trust. And we lose that sense of confidence if people are working with an investment person who's not familiar with financial advice.
And I would say if you're listening right now, are you sure, especially if you've saved up $500,000, $1 million, $2 million or more, it's even more important at that point, is your financial planning person and your investment person talking to your attorney, talking to your estate planning attorney? Are they talking to your CPA? Because there's some tax potential benefits and there's some situations that are going to come up in your situation where you need those people to be on the same page for you to act on your behalf. So if you're not sure if you have that situation or if you want a second opinion and maybe you don't have an estate plan at all, give us a call. We have offices for you in probably in your area if you're listening to this show right now. So give us a call at 800-227-7777. We can work you through this entire process and help you either if you have a trust, maybe make sure it's funded properly, which is most important. If you don't have an estate plan, maybe talk about the benefits of potentially setting up one for you. So again, 800-227-7777. If you're 5 to 10 years or less from being retired or retiring, you're going to want to stick around for this segment because during our SHP story segment, Keith is going to share a story about a couple that he worked with that came in over 10 years ago, didn't really listen to the advice that we gave them about reducing risk and volatility and how their situation turned out maybe for the worse. We're going to talk about that right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod and Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review. Or visit them online at shpfinancial.com.
Do you know your tax rate for your 401k and IRA withdrawals at retirement? This is Keith Ellis, senior partner at SHP Financial, with an important message for you about your 401k, 403b, and IRA monies. Once you reach the age of 70 and a half, you'll be required by law to take withdrawals and pay income taxes on those withdrawals. Right now, with the new tax code, there's a limited window of time you may be able to save on future taxes. At SHP Financial, tax planning is one of the 5 steps in our retirement roadmap planning process. With our planning process, you can potentially save money over your lifetime. Call SHP Financial today for a complimentary consultation and tax analysis on your retirement accounts. Just a little planning now can save you in the future. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your consultation at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we're going to share a story in a moment here of Keith and a client that he worked with that dated back over 10 years ago to the summer of 2008. And we're going to talk about how volatility in the market affected their situation. But before we do, if you're approaching retirement, if you're 5 to 10 years away from retiring, or even especially if you're already retired, and you're taking a lot of risk and you're not sure if you have a plan that addresses all things retirement related, including taxes, income, investments, healthcare, and estate planning, we want to invite you to an event. We have two different sets of events coming up in the next few weeks. So if you're on the North Shore, we have Strega Prime Steakhouse. It's going to be a dinner workshop where we're going to be going through different areas, especially from a tax standpoint, different tax planning ideas on how to reduce taxes, ways to reduce market volatility during retirement and make sure you have enough income to last for the rest of your life. So we're going to have an event Thursday, October 25th or Thursday, November 1st. And that's going to be at Strega Prime in Woburn, Mass, right below our office in Woburn. So again, if you want to register for that, it starts at 6 p.m. Again, it's workshop followed by a dinner. Go to shpworkshops.com. So that's either Thursday, October 25th or Thursday, November 1st. Then if you're down in the South Shore, we have another event near our Plymouth office at Alden Park, another nice restaurant near us. And we're going to be doing the same event. And you have two nights to choose from there as well, either November 8th, which is a Thursday, or Thursday, November 15th. So to register for either of those events, you can choose one. Go to shpworkshops.com. Again, that's shpworkshops.com. All right, we know, Keith, everyone's story is different. Everyone's situation's different. But given the recent market volatility, mm-hmm. I thought it was important. We were talking offline about, you know, a situation that not all these stories work out with happy endings, unfortunately. And this one, we did the best
we could. It ended up being happy.
But it wasn't
pretty. But it took a little bit of time to get there.
Yeah, so if you want to bring everyone back to 2008, I think it was the summer of 2008.
Summer of 2008. You know, a couple that I had started to have conversations with about working together, Mark and Gene, had come into the office. They had come to a workshop. Exactly what we were talking, yeah. What you were just talking about. And they came in to visit with us after that workshop. I remember Mark, you know, he came in, you know, in his work clothes. You know, he had just finished up work. He was kind of dirty because he's a contractor. He's out there moving things and building things and doing things like that. So he had come in and he was trying to retire in the next 3 to 4 months. That was his goal. And when we started to talk about...
He had an advisor too, right?
He did have an advisor that he was working with. So we sat down in the conference room. I could just see in Mark's eyes and even in Gene's eyes, because Mark has had a lot of stress, you know, in his career trying to balance. He owned his own business. He was a sole proprietor. He's trying to balance all these different jobs, and he was actually being hands-on in some of these jobs as well because he needed to do that.
Yeah.
I couldn't find help and things like that. And, you know, Gene was getting the kind of the brunt of a lot of the, you know, the late nights and things like that. So there's a lot of stress on both of them. Therefore, you know, as a sole proprietor, he said, you know what, I've had enough. I think I've saved enough money that I could step away from this business and either sell it or dissolve it depending on the value. And I said, okay.
What were his main goals, Keith? Like what did Mark and Gene say they wanted to, like what did they need a certain amount of income? Did they have a certain amount of money?
So the main goal was, you know, he needed to generate about $100,000 a year, and all he had was Social Security. So really he just needed $100,000 a year. So probably about 70,000 off of his
portfolio
at that point. However, you know, we started to talk and said, look, you know, $100,000 in 2008 is a lot different than $100,000 in 2018.
Sure.
So we do need to account for inflation. And Gene definitely had some concerns when it came to healthcare because they were going to be retiring early. They needed maybe a little bit even more income up front to supplement and to get them, you know, to get that healthcare paid for in the earlier years before they get onto Medicare.
And how much had they saved?
They had about let's round up to about $1.5 million in assets that they had put away. A lot of it was pre-tax that he had been putting away through his company and things like that. So we sat down again. They were about a month and a half, 2 months away from retiring. So what we did is, you know, took into account the goals that they were trying to accomplish. And, you know, I said, look, there's a couple different things that we can do for you. So let's take a step back. Let's set up another time for you guys to come in and let us do what we do for the families that we work with, which is we wanted to take a deep dive into the holdings that they had in the account to give them the potential upside that they can make in a good year in the market and the potential downside that they could lose. We also wanted to assess and take a look at any underlying cost beyond what the advisor was charging them. And then what we wanted to do was say, hey, look, you know, you have about 95% of your assets directly in the market and about 5% down at the local bank in cash or cash-like alternatives. We needed to develop a strategy that when Mark does retire, this is what I said to Mark and Gene, we need to know where your money or your paycheck's going to be coming from in the short term or even throughout retirement. what we did is we set up another time for them to come down. It was really nice to kind of take a step and take a look at that, because their advisor that they had been working with had never talked to them about building a plan.
Well, Keith, in 2007 and 8, we were coming off a few good years in the market. So at the time, was that a concern of theirs? Were they concerned like, hey, I don't want to lose part of this $1.5
million? No, I brought that up to them. I had to, you know, you have to.
Yeah.
Because like, just like we're seeing now,
yes,
you know, 10 years into a bull market run, the market doesn't go up every year forever, right?
Yes, we have a very old bull right now. I mean, literally, it's the oldest bull market in recorded history. It's not the strongest, but it is the oldest. It's been a long time.
So, I mean, you're naive to think it's just going to keep going. And that's what I didn't say that to them. But in my mind, I said, look, it's my responsibility as advisor to show them the upside and the downside.
So when they came back, what were the results?
So when they came back, you know, the good news is they weren't paying a ton in fees.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a big deal to them. And that wasn't a big deal to me. However, we did address that and did take a look at it. I did want to educate them on the fees that they were paying. However, what was a little alarming to me was the amount of risk that they were taking in their portfolio. You know, in a good year, they stood to make about 32%. In a negative year, they stood to lose about 30. So I was like, whoa, you know, that's a big downturn. Think about that. You've blood, sweat, and tears, $1.5 million. If you lose
500,000.
Yeah, if you lose $500,000, that's a big downturn. What they did is they actually, you know, showed them the plan, showed them the income strategy, exactly how we would build out their plan, reduce some risk, give them some upside, but also get what we call that paycheck or that mailbox money, whether it's through the market or other avenues.
And they had enough to get to
they
accomplish
had
all their goals.
Perfect. You know, their retirement would have been a clear, nice, concise picture. We would have been able to manage it for them. They took a step back, went to visit with their advisor, and their advisor kind of talked them off the ledge, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it, and left and said, let's leave it where it is, right?
I remember him saying, or her, I forget what the advisor, but they said it was too conservative, right?
Correct.
You're taking too, you know, you're going to miss these big years in the market if you go this route.
Right. And I turned around and said, hey, look, when you're retired, it's about singles and doubles, not home runs.
Yeah. Especially when they keep
when
in
you
mind,
have enough.
They had enough. They won the retirement game. They saved up enough where Keith was able to build a plan with our team here at SHP in 2008 for them to get through the rest of their lives, $100,000 a year with inflation. Unfortunately, as Keith is saying, their advisor, of course their advisor is not going to say, yeah, go ahead, leave us and go to this other firm. They stayed put. They didn't make the move.
They didn't make the move. And obviously, we know what happened in 2008. So we had kept in communication over the next few years. Finally, 2013, you know, we'd been sitting down year after year kind of saying, okay, where are you? Where are you? Is this the good time? Is this a good time? Because once that happened, he knew he wasn't getting the right advice from his advisor. He wasn't getting, you know, the right advice from his advisor to put him in the best position. So around 2013 is when they felt comfortable, and we felt comfortable that, you know, taking another look at this with inflationary costs and things like that, they were able to retire. So really, by not executing the plan, it cost them a lot more than, you know, assets. It cost them time.
So
you know?
How much, I guess, by the time they came, when did they come in? About a year, about 2009?
Yeah.
So $1.5 million, what was it down to at that point?
It was about a little under $1 million.
Jeez.
And then basically we let it grow. And then, you know, like I said, not only did they lose money, they lost time in retirement, because that's the mm-hmm. one thing we don't get back,
did
right?
Did he have to go back to work?
He had to keep working. He just
sorry.
Had to keep working, keep the business going to let the market recover to a point where now retirement could be again.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when people come in, that's what we're talking to them about. It's not, you know, okay, you've done a good job saving. Now let's look to build a plan around this. Because so many people come into us with a portfolio, not many come in with a plan.
Exactly. And I would say if you're listening, really think about that for a second. Can you imagine you've literally worked your entire life to this point to accumulate a certain amount of assets that are there to get you through the rest of your life. We've had market runs like you wouldn't believe. And we're a big believer in the market here. And a lot of our clients, almost every client has a good portion of their money with us in the market. But how much volatility is okay? Are you okay right now losing $500,000-$600,000, depending on how long you have till you retire? Are you okay having to go back to work because you took too many chances and took too much risk? At SHP Financial, we always say, we hope for the best. We hope the market continues to do well. But you have to plan for the worst. Like I've mentioned this and I'll continue to mention it, it's insane to risk what you have in order to obtain what you don't need. Mark and Gene, unfortunately, they risked what they had to make a little bit more money, when they had already won the game. It's like being up 25-0 in the fourth quarter of a football game and throwing Hail Marys. You don't want to do that. You want to protect the lead. Same thing with retirement. You don't want to risk what you have in order to obtain something that you don't even need. Is another $100,000, $200,000 of gains isn't going to help you, but a $500,000, $600,000 loss will certainly hurt you. So where are you right now? What does your plan look like? Are you absolutely certain that you have enough income and you have enough money as constituted right now that's going to take you to and through retirement? Do you want to protect that? Do you want to take the step to protect these assets to make sure that you have enough to get you to and through retirement for you and your family? And folks, that's just the first step here at SHP Financial. Once we build out this income plan, we also look at investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy, all under one roof here at SHP. We've been doing it since 2003. So take us up on the offer. Get a retirement roadmap review. I mentioned earlier, unfortunately, this is a busy time. We do only have 8 appointments available over the next few weeks. So call right now, 800-227-7777. If you have any concern about your retirement or you want a second opinion or you want to make sure what you have is going to last for you and your family, pick up the phone again, 800-227-7777. And you can go to our website as well and book a consultation at shpfinancial.com. Continuing the market volatility speak, Matt, next segment, our certified financial planner, Matthew Peck's going to go through the market volatility and really address what's causing it and some of the things that we see moving forward. All that and more coming up on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Are you taking too many risks with your nest egg? Or missing out on growth opportunities because you're being too conservative? Not knowing the answer to this question might just be the single biggest issue keeping people from achieving their retirement goals. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder at SHP Financial. We have an easy solution to this problem. Go to shpfinancial.com and click on the link, What's Your Risk Number? It's free to use and has helped countless investors translate their feelings about risk into numbers that they can understand. Knowing your risk tolerance will help put you in a better position to make sound investment decisions based on strategy and not emotions. Go to shpfinancial.com today and use our risk assessment tool to help measure your risk tolerance. And while you're there, you can always sign up for your complimentary no-obligation review. Go to shpfinancial.com today or call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update. The SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So this is our SHP Market Report segment, where we try to talk about what's going on in the market and see if you can, how you can apply it to your lives and maybe better or improve your situation as it, you know, pertains to your retirement plan. And so, Matt, this week's topic, surprisingly,
yep,
is on market volatility.
Well, certainly after, you know, an 800-point swing and a 400-point swing, you know that Wednesday, Thursday of a couple weeks ago, people might be wondering what's going on.
It might wake people up a little bit in this, you know, because I think it's time to really bear down and make sure you have a plan in place that's not fully dependent on the market.
Exactly. And so what we want to do is we want to take this segment to try to explain why, kind of do an autopsy on what happened and what's been happening, and kind of let people know about, again, the reasons behind it, why, and what our thoughts are and what we could see, you know, going forward. The primary reason, in our opinion, was just the sort of like the equity of the stock market woke up to bonds and the bond yields. And so the yields had gone over on the 10-year T-note, had gone over 3.2%, which was, you know, a lot higher than it was even a month to 2 months ago. So suddenly the yields had shot a lot higher. And when yields go up on bonds, a couple things happen. Number one, forgetting about what happens to the value of bonds, I kind of want to talk about just the impact on the equity market and why we see these big swings. So when interest rates go up on bonds, especially that high, that quick, three things are happening. Number one is that suddenly bonds with higher yields are much more competitive. You know, they're much more of like, oh, why should I put money in Amazon or Facebook, whatever it is, when I can get 3.5% or 3.25% off of a risk-free, you know, i.e. a bond that's coming from the federal government. So now bonds sort of, you know, the bond market draws in more assets because they've got better and more competitive yields. Secondly, when interest rates go up, it impacts how these companies service their debt. You know, because let's say all these big, this big company Acme, you know, borrowed $1 billion at 1 or 2%. Well, now when that debt rolls over, suddenly, you know, now they're paying 4 or 5% on that same $1 billion debt. So it makes it harder for companies to service their existing debt, you know, as it rolls over, which hurts profits, hurts margins, hurts revenue, hurts all those different things, which then hurts
stock drops.
Exactly. It hurts stock valuation. And then thirdly is the impact on the international markets. You know, emerging markets have gotten the, pardon my French, everyone, they've gotten the crap kicked out of them this past year, you know, because of the tariff concerns and because of, you know, these rising interest rates, you know, because they also have debt that's dollar denominated, and they, you know, the stronger the interest rates, the stronger the dollar, and the stronger it is for these countries to service their existing debt. So all of these three things are happening as, you know, it's almost like I said, the equity markets looked over and said, like, holy crap, you know, the interest rates now 3.25%, almost 3.5%. This means, again, they're going to be much more competitive. Emerging markets are going to have issues. Our companies here in America are going to have issues, and that might suddenly, people might get a little scared.
And they're still talking about continuing to raise interest rates, which is piling it on.
Correct. And you saw obviously a lot of news as a lot of sort of, you know, wind went back and forth between all the talking heads. But the other thing that was also kind of helped, you know, fuel the fire was that concerns of the tariffs. So tariffs are starting to work their way into the conference calls and into the earnings sessions. You know, think of it as all these companies, when they release their earnings, they have a nice little like kind of like talking points, like, hey, here's what we're concerned about, here's why it happened, et cetera. And two companies, you know, Fastenal and PPG, which are sort of in the materials section, both highlighted that tariffs are starting to hit into their bottom line. So on one hand, you had the primary situation where the bonds and the interest rates are happening. And secondly, the tariffs could be potentially starting to take a bite. Both things just whirled itself up into a little storm, which then led to, again, a 1,200 point correction within the Dow and sort of the continuing volatility that we're more likely to see. Here are what geeks like us look at. We look at what's called leading indicators. Okay, we look at these boring things that do not make the hot, you know, like they don't make the headlines. So they don't make the flashing news as to what you need to look about. And so leading indicators are things like jobless claims. Okay, are more people out of business? I'm sorry, are people losing their jobs? Now they're filing for claims and now unemployment. And now we're going to see issues with the employment. Well, as of right now, we haven't seen an uptick in jobless claims. Secondly, we haven't seen a massive sell-off in high-yield bonds or corporate bonds. You know, and these are that same one that I was telling you about earlier that, okay, hey, some of these companies might have a tough time servicing their debt. Well, okay, well, that would mean that corporate bonds and high yield bonds would sell off. Right now, again, that hasn't necessarily been the case. So these types of indicators just lead us to believe that overall, the economy is in relatively good shape. We're going to get a little scare, and that's just natural for the market. Welcome to the market, everybody. This is what happens, and occasionally, you know, panic sort of sets in, and things get sold off. But in general, due to the interest rates and the bonds, and due to the potential bites of the tariffs, that's what we think really caused this runoff. But all the leading indicators so far do not show any flashing red signs. So buckle up. It's going to be a ride, but knock on wood, it looks like it's going to be okay.
And for those listening who want to get on our weekly market report, we think it's really good content out every Tuesday morning. And so it's basically, you know, a topic like the market, like we talked about today in volatility, but it's more depth than we can talk about on this radio show. We're just limited with time. So if you want to get on that report, go to shpfinancial.com. Newsletter sign up. Again, that's shpfinancial.com, and you can go right to newsletter sign up to register. There's no cost or anything. It just gets emailed to you every Tuesday along with our past radio show and some other good content and some information about what's going on here at SHP as a company. So with that being said, I would say, although the market looks like the leading indicators look okay, in order to be in the market, in order to have money in the market, you need time. So we think long-term, the market will do well. It's had a very good track record of doing that over the long run. But if you have all your money in the market and you're depending on that for income, that's when it becomes a scary topic. That's what we want to make sure, if you're listening, that you have some assets dedicated to safety that gives you a really good time frame where you maybe don't necessarily need the money out of the market, but you need to have assets in that safety/income bucket so that you can defer your market money, whether you're retired or not. Sounds confusing. Basically, if you want to run out of money, you're really going to want to set up a plan to make sure that your assets last as long as you do. If you don't have a plan, we're going to have we have some events coming up. We have in November, we have two events in November at Alden Park in Plymouth. It's going to be a workshop followed by a dinner, and then two events at Strega Prime, end of October and beginning of November. So if you want to register for either one, sign up now while there's space available. shpworkshops.com to sign up for our event. Again, it's going to be a workshop followed by dinner. That's shpworkshops.com. After the break, we're going to take you through our retirement roadmap recap, where Matt, Keith, and I are going to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
Is your financial advisor only meet with you once a year to review your portfolio? If you're 5 to 10 years away from leaving the workforce, your retirement could be at risk. This is Derek Gregoire, co-founder of SHP Financial. Did you know that you or your loved ones could be exposed to a $300,000 tax bill or a $400,000 healthcare bill? What good is having a financial advisor if he or she is only looking at your investment portfolio and ignoring other potential problems? At SHP Financial, we do more than just manage our clients' investments. Our customized retirement roadmap plans include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, healthcare, and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
The topic of this show was, is the majority of your retirement plan based on the stock market? And we want to give you some ideas on how to change that if it is, because that's a lot to rely on. If your entire life and work life and retirement life is based on just the stock market, that can be pretty daunting. So we talked about that. We also talked with attorney Keith McManus to see how familiar your advisor is with your estate plan and trust plan. It's important that they're on the same page, your financial advisor and your attorney. Then we talked to Keith about a client who had worked with him, still works with him, but didn't necessarily work with us right away back in 2008, and the results were a loss of $600,000. Not because they didn't work with us, but because they left all their money very exposed to the market. And then during Matt's market report, we talked about why the market is dropping off or had the sell-off it did and the volatility it has had over the last few weeks. So with that being said, Matt, out of everything we talked about, if you're the listener and you can just remember one thing, what's your takeaway?
Well, I just think it's just, you know, having, you know, just speaking of the volatility, just if your plan is entirely market dependent and you are needing to sort of liquidate and take money out, you know, not just living off dividends, that's one thing, but you're actually living off the earnings and the gains, then volatility can be very stressful. I mean, stressful for us. I mean, this is my, you know, our job, and it's my job. And I'm sitting here like looking at the computer screen, like, you know, kind of like, come on, let's go, Dow. Come on. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there like I'm stressed out about it. And I couldn't imagine if your retirement was based on that. Was your retirement was based on staring at a screen and like yelling at it to kind of get better and to go up and to show green, not
especially
red.
When you need to withdraw money.
Well, that's what I mean. So it's like it's stressful enough for people that are in the business. I couldn't imagine having to retire and rely solely on it and try to have a comfortable retirement when markets are the markets.
Well, I know Keith's takeaway is probably going to be similar to the volatility because he had a client that necessarily didn't take his advice 10 years ago.
Yeah, these are the times where when people come in, again, we've been in a 10-year bull market run, so complacency is easy at this point, right? You know, you sit there, you wake up every morning, you look at the end of the year, it's green. Oh, yeah, you know, on to the next year, on to the next year, on to the next year. But, you know, volatility does rear its ugly head. Last year, we really didn't have much volatility at all. So that's talk about super complacent, right?
Yeah.
This year, we're starting to see, earlier in the year, we saw it, and now we're starting to see it again. And this is why it's so important to have a plan in place. Like Mark and Gene, when they came in, they had enough money to retire. They had enough money to do everything they wanted to do in retirement. Their advisor advised them to keep it where it was, and then that delayed their retirement, you know, almost 5 years.
They lost $500,000.
About over $500,000, when again, that didn't need to happen. They had enough money to get where they wanted to go that cost them 5 years of retirement. Think about that from a timing standpoint. God forbid something happened to them health-wise. Maybe they don't even get to enjoy retirement.
It's amazing. And can you imagine? That's a great takeaway, Keith, because the people listening right now, can you imagine like the second guessing? If you had the chance, you had enough money saved up. And a lot of you right now might be in this position. Like Mark and Gene had enough money saved up where they could retire as long as they took a little bit of risk off the table and developed a plan. Their current advisor at the time, 10 years ago, talked them out of it. They lost $500,000. And now he had to go back to work as a contractor for 5 more years when they could have been retiring and traveling and doing what they wanted to do.
Spending time with the grandkids.
And that changed. And that we don't want that to happen to you. And so I just think, I know a lot of you out there, because a lot of you out there are like my own family, and like I look at my parents, and my dad growing up, when he went to work, he was a plasterer. He'd wake up at 5 in the morning, he'd shovel the snow off of his truck, go to work all day, come home, still have some energy to hang out, you know, play ball with me or whatever we wanted to do. My mom would then tuck us into bed, and she'd go work the night shift as a nurse. And the sacrifices they made to get to where they are, I always told them, like, is it, Dad, Mom, you want to get to retirement. This is your whole life. All those sacrifices that we just talked about when it comes to going to work early, shoveling snow off your windshield, working nights, come down to having enough for retirement. Why would we risk that? Why would you ever want to risk that? So if you're listening right now and you're not sure that you have a plan that's going to take you to and through retirement, are you 100% sure you have enough income that's going to be generated? Are you sure that if you have enough money right now, do you want to risk it and have maybe that portfolio be cut in half if we have a market drop down?
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap radio show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Woburn, Westboro, and Hyannis are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.